I've been sharing a lot of tips and insights about meditation and mindfulness journey, and I'm sure you've been practicing a few as well. If not, and if you need any help, please write to me. So I'm going to share today how this journey has helped me in becoming a little more mindful in day-to-day activities. Yeah. So I'll give you a tip, you know, how mindfulness can form habits and discipline you in life. You know, so I started this many, many years ago when if I bring something to my awareness, whether you call it affirmation or things to do, I end up doing it. You know, so there is always this thing which is on the top of the mind, and I end up doing it by the end of the day. When I see my list, it's gone. It also came from this practice of, you know, doing things which require attention immediately rather than procrastinating. It is as simple as that. You know, sometimes the cushion has fallen down and you're like, okay, I'll pick it up later, right? Or sometimes, you know, that this trash in your study room, and you'll feel that, okay, I'll do it in the evening, you know, when my calls or my meetings get over. I would say just pause and just make it a habit to just do it there and then. You know, what will happen is, one, it will take you out of the habit of procrastination. Second is, it will form a habit that sometimes certain things need your immediate attention in your environment. You start becoming much more aware, because end of the day, mindfulness is all about becoming more and more aware in our lives. Aware of ourselves, aware of our environment, aware of anything required by nature, by people around us. You are available in the present moment with your full abilities to help. So this is one tip which I want to leave you with. Thank you. You know how we can live to our fullest potential, you know, so and also recognizing that, what is the full potential? Yeah, is there any scope of expanding our responsibilities, taking in more in life rather than just about me, myself, my family, my kids, and that's it? So how do we go beyond? You know, so simple solution, there's only so much food you can make, as much there's fire or gas, you know, in your cylinder. And the gas in our life is the life force energy. And life force energy is out there in abundance. We are surrounded with it, you know, and there are tools and techniques to tap into it, to grasp it, absorb it, and, you know, identify with it. And that's what I'm talking about repeatedly over a period of time. It's so important to learn breath work, meditation, mindfulness, yoga. There are ways to tap into that, you know, abundant energy. And then if you have excess of energy, it's okay that you're giving that much out, you know, so don't feel that you're compromising any corner of your life. And you should not. You should focus on every aspect of your life. And I'm not saying, you know, that I have achieved all these aspects, but I'm on the journey and I'm also trying to do what I'm telling you to do. But live a life which is beyond just, you know, a small circle, and you'll see how fully blossomed you can become in life. Yeah, and it'll give you happiness, because end of the day, life is all about happiness. It's about peace. It's about feeling satisfied within. And I think if we feel that we are doing a lot more with ourselves, you know, and what we can do for people in society and community outside, I think you will feel very enriched. Chefs, writers, musicians have spoken about this flow state, you know, that they would get into this state where their, you know, craft or their art just flows out of them, and they're probably a space and time is not felt, and when they come out of it, they produce a masterpiece, you know. So it's essentially kind of accessing the far side of themselves in their mind and bringing that gem of a piece out for the world. I have another theory for this, which is that, you know, if you are doing this unconditionally and your ego is not involved in that as much, then, you know, then what happens is it's easier to access that flow state of mind. Timeless zone, where possibly one, you know, by the time you come out of it, you won't even realize how much time you spent there. So it could be 20 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, with all your senses, with all your, you know, being you. You are just there in the present moment. And I'm sure, you know, we've all gone through this. So let's look at how we can activate the flow state of mind consciously so that we can extract more and more happiness out of life. And by learning how to be in that flow state of mind, you get a lot more done in life. Because it's not about answering questions or being a participant where you have to achieve something, do something. It's basically becoming and doing and just being, you know. So there's a difference in that I am experiencing something to I am the experience, or just to become something or to do something to I just want to be, you know, in this particular state. I just want to be in my full awareness and I'm giving 100% to the situations which are coming up. And when that flow state happens, then intuitively your intuitive mind will start getting activated and a lot more solutions will be thrown up, which you'll be surprised, you know, how the mind starts operating at that level. You know, to reach that optimum level of concentration or focus or flow state, it takes 15 to 20 minutes of getting into the activity. You know, if you switch off before that, then it will take you that much time more when you restart the activity. So just be mindful of, you know, when you're trying to do this as a practice, it should be in a room which is not too much distractions around. You should have clear-cut goals in front of you. You have slept well, you know, utilize your energies well. And then try this out, you know, how do you access your flow state? And for people who've been practicing meditation, mindfulness, this will come easy, what I'm saying. And probably you might be feeling this through the day without having to, you know, consciously, bring this flow state or activate this flow state in yourself. But as a subject, I've always found this very intriguing. And also it's very, very peaceful and calm, and you know, you get away from your chattering mind and the mind which will keep pulling you down, anxious mind or stressful thoughts. So you go beyond that, you transcend that, and then you start accessing this flow state. Tell me what you think about this subject. Bye.